The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners. Welcome to our streaming audio listeners. Wherever and whenever you are listening. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And what a way to begin this hour. We've got Frank in Columbus up. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hey, Bob, I'm okay, and I hope you're having a great day, too, and thanks for allowing me this opportunity. Great, great. So, yesterday I called, I laid out a whole bunch of stuff, and when you came back from break, you basically poo-pooed everything that, you know, laid it out, and it's just, you know, don't believe everything on Facebook. You know what, I don't believe anything on Facebook. I do my own research. So I was kind of set back by that, one, because Sidney Powell, we've seen what she's had to say, and I quoted her yesterday. But the biggest thing that got me was, and I have to say this, and it was what you said, oh, he'll need a miracle. Bob, aren't you in the miracle business?
Well, he will. And by the way, Frank, calm down. Yes. I was not referring to you after your phone call. Just that is something that I remind my listeners of constantly, and you should know that. You're a regular listener. I constantly remind my listeners to make sure that you pay attention to reputable sources, stay away from the conspiracy people, stay away from the questionable sources. I was not thinking of you. I was thinking about this whole thing in general. And yes, I believe in miracles. And tell you what, Frank, I am praying for one concerning this election. But it is true. At this point, it's going to take just about a miracle for Donald Trump to win the election, and I hope that happens. And yes, I believe that God is a God of miracles. I do.
Okay. So then I apologize. I took it personal because it was like, bam, right after.
Frank. Don't take it personally.
I try not to bring conspiracy theories to your show. I'll be honest.
Well,
I do,
and thank you. And they're out there. Here's what I believe, though, Frank. It is time for President Trump's team to put the evidence out. And I just read about 10 minutes ago that they may lay a bunch of this out this weekend. And they've got to, Frank, they've got to lay out actual evidence. They can't just say the election was stolen. It was a national concern. They've got to give evidence. They've got to give the evidence.
Bob, I'll say this real quick, and then I'll let you go. Sidney Powell came out just the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, laid out this deposition they have from a general here in the United States that explained what happened with this program, this was it Dominican or whatever it is, and this other program along with it. Laid it out step by step, and this is a sworn deposition they got from this general who has seen it work firsthand. So that's all I'm going to say. That, you know, you can look that up. It was on Newsmax. And
yeah.
They had her
I saw it, but let me say this while you're still on the air so you don't think I'm talking behind your back. It's going to take more than one deposition from one general. I hope so.
And lastly, Bob, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Where is the so-called, and he's not the president-elect yet, but where is he saying, you know what, for America's sake, we need, if he wants unity and if he wants peace and he wants everything so bad, he should be out there just as much or more. Donald Trump's been kind of quiet. He should be out there demanding recounts, too.
Because he doesn't want unity. Joe Biden does not want unity.
I know that was just a rhetorical question. Yeah. That's all. Well, Bob, I apologize.
Frank, you don't need to apologize. I always appreciate your call.
I can see the Buckeye stuff, but you know, sometimes.
All right, Frank.
Have a great weekend, Bob.
You as well. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And I've said this from the very beginning. It's going to be an uphill battle. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. Let me say it again at the fear of being very repetitious. The Trump campaign this weekend must lay out real, honest evidence if they have it. And they cannot lay out evidence. Well, there were 500 votes over here that were illegal, and there were 1,200 votes over here that were illegal, and there were 672 votes in Nevada that were illegal, and there were 923 votes in Arizona. That is not going to be enough. There has to be evidence that there was enough irregularities, illegal votes, or shenanigans enough to overcome, 15,000 votes in Georgia, 20,000 votes, I believe it is, I could be totally wrong on that, in Michigan. In other words, there's going to have to be tens of thousands of votes proven to be wrong, illegal, or whatever in several states. I believe there are voter irregularities. I don't know how much. And the ultimate question is, enough to change the results of the election. Georgia today, after a hand recount, About an hour ago, certified the election in Georgia and declared Joe Biden the winner by a wide margin. That's after a hand recount. So please don't think that I've given up or raised the white flag of surrender. I want every single legal vote counted. I want every single illegal vote thrown out. And my caller, Frank, was absolutely right. Joe Biden, if he wanted to unite the United States, which he doesn't, want to unite us. If he did, he should be saying almost exactly what Donald Trump has been saying. We're going to wait until we know for sure. We want the American people to have confidence in the electoral system. That's what Joe Biden should be saying, and he's not. And please, please, please remember, folks, in the last election, the same people who are screaming and yelling and shouting, our election system is almost perfect, it's secure, the very same people in the last election were saying the Russians got into the systems. The Russians hacked into the election machines. The Russians got a hold of the election software. The Russians got into our electoral system. It was an illegitimate election, and Donald Trump never would have gotten elected if it wasn't for Russian help and Russian. Remember that? Do you remember that? The very same people that are screaming, yelling, shouting, Donald Trump is tearing our country apart because he won't concede. Donald Trump is making false accusations about irregularities and conspiracies. These very same people were making the very same accusations, except 4 years ago. It was Russia, 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 Russia. They spent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and months and months and months of investigation, 300, 400, 500 witnesses, and they found nothing. Have we forgotten that? The news media has, but I haven't. Do you remember how many liberal Democrats were screaming illegitimate president, including, do you remember, Hillary Clinton? Just about 2 months ago, in a public speech, Hillary Clinton said, "I should have been president." Check it out. Hillary Clinton. So, let's at least be consistent, okay? Now, I'm an optimist, but I'm a realist. And let me say again, it's an uphill battle. But we need to know soon. We need to know soon.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow, breaking news, and this is good news. This is a court case that I told you about months ago, and a decision has been reached evidently today, and it deals with so-called conversion therapy. Most of you know that several cities, some counties, and even one or two states have passed laws making it illegal to counsel young people concerning their unwanted sexual attraction. In other words, here is a 13-year-old boy, and he's had this strange attraction for other boys, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't want it. He's 13 years old, and he wants to find a counselor that will help him with this unwanted same-sex attraction. California, that's illegal. Some counties in Florida, that's illegal. A counselor could be thrown in jail for helping that kid. No longer. Here it is. Breaking. Federal court rules ban on therapy for unwanted attractions unconstitutional. Dateline Florida today. The United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has ruled that a ban on therapy for unwanted sexual attractions violates the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In today's decision, two of three justices, U.S. Circuit Judge Britt Grant, Circuit Judge Barbara Lagoa, agreed with the plaintiffs, therapists Robert W. Otto and Julie H. Hamilton, that a prohibition on therapy aimed at, quote, reducing a minor's sexual or romantic attraction at least to others of the same gender or sex, or changing a minor's gender identity or expression, violates their constitutional right to speak freely with clients. Quote, "We understand and appreciate that the therapy is highly controversial," wrote Circuit Judge Grant. But, listen to this. The First Amendment has no carve-out for controversial speech. We hold that the challenged ordinances violate the First Amendment because they are content-based regulations of speech that cannot survive strict scrutiny. The decision recalls that in 2017, Palm Beach County, Florida, and the city of Boca Raton, Florida, joined a growing list of states and towns that prohibit therapies the court called sexual orientation change efforts. It recognized that plaintiffs reject the term conversion therapy, which they associate with shock treatments, involuntary camps, and other chemical or long-abandoned practices. The city of Boca Raton forbid any professional counselor, save clergy, from treating minors with any counseling practice or treatment performed with the goal of changing an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, including but not limited to efforts to change behaviors, gender identity, or gender expression, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same gender or sex. That is the law as it was written. Palm Beach County banned, quote, the practice of seeking to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, including but not limited to efforts to change behaviors, gender identity, or gender expressions, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same gender or sex. Okay. The plaintiffs provide counseling to minors and so on and so on. The Federal Circuit Court has ruled these ordinances unconstitutional. That is such good news. Will this go to higher courts? It probably will. Now, does this affect California? I think New York City has, I don't know, I'll have to check on that. But for this county and city in Florida, unconstitutional. That is such great news and a victory for the Constitution and for therapists, counselors, psychologists, psychotherapists, who simply want to help kids who are confused about their sexuality. See, it is normally one way. If that same 13-year-old kid I was talking to you about just a moment ago, if that same 13-year-old kid comes to a counselor and says, you know what, I have some feelings towards other boys and I want to embrace that. I think I should become a homosexual. Can you help me? A counselor or a psychiatrist could say, sure. You're straight. You're heterosexual. You want to become a homosexual. Sure, I'll help you. I'll help you come out. I will help you announce it. I will help you get comfortable with it. I will, you know. But if that 13-year-old kid comes to that same counselor and says, I'm feeling some attractions for other boys, and I'm not comfortable with it. I don't like it. I don't want it. Can you help me? Until today, that counselor could be fined if the counselor said, yeah, I can help you. It's a one-way street. That's the way it is with the radical left. So anyway, that's breaking news. The federal judge said the First Amendment has no carve-out for controversial speech. Yeah, every once in a while, the good guys win. We'll keep an eye on this because I would assume that it will be appealed. I don't know. 877-BOB-LIVE is my number. We'll be right back.